You know, this is one of the biggest lies people love to repeat these days, especially in politics. Oh, the top 1% is screwing everything up. They're destroying my life, whatever. But the reality is, the top 1% is not responsible for most of society's problems. It's the bottom 1% who's fucking it up for the rest of us. Let's just go through the facts. The top 1% is why you can order anything in the world and have it delivered to your door within 48 hours. The bottom 1% is why said package gets stolen off your porch before you get home. The top 1% put a supercomputer in your pocket, a phone with access to every book, movie, song ever created. It allows you to connect to anyone across the planet. The bottom 1% is why you need face scans, security backups, and 100 passwords just to use that damn phone, and why most of the calls that come in are from scammers. The top 1% is why you can walk into a CVS and pick up meds for an infection that would have wiped you and your entire family out 100 years ago. The bottom 1% is why that same CVS has to keep the fucking deodorant behind a steel cage. The top 1% is why you get to own a machine like this, allowing you to travel like a Greek god, traversing hundreds of miles in a single day. The bottom 1% is why you have to pay premiums every month and install it with alarms and cameras. And to be clear, when I'm talking about the bottom 1%, I'm not talking about poor people. I'm talking about criminals, the tiny fraction of society making every person's life more annoying, more dangerous, expensive, more aggravating. So maybe the real inequality that we should be addressing is the bottom 1% who make us, the other 99%, pay for all their bullshit.